My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you are mad about Mickey and Minnie or daft about Daisy and Donald Dog or Goofy for Goofy, then this is the podcast for you. Throughout the year, I've been chatting to loads of super fans to share their memories, their magical times, and their top tips from Walt Disney World. So, as this is the most magical time of the year, let's look back at some of your memories from the most magical place on earth.
I love being called princess by the cast members. We were with a boyfriend and I was like, why don't you call me princess? But also just the fact that it's such an escape from real life. It sounds so cliche and everyone says it, but it is. Everything there is catered to entertain you, to make your time like magical, like just having a great, just being away from work and the stresses of real life. It is honestly just the most magical place in the world.
Obviously. So how many times have you been?
Okay, so I'm on a bit of a Disney ban because between 2015 and 2018, I'd been 9 times to various different Disney parks.
Okay. Who slapped that ban on you?
Me.
I'm such a bad parent. Wait for this. So my kids loved rides and stuff, but they're always a bit scared about the thought of going upside down. So I thought, today's the day. I really want to go on the rock and roller coaster. So I got them in the queue and I went, you're all right. It doesn't go upside down, this one. You'll be fine.
It's not fast. It's no, it's like it's a small world, but with Aerosmith.
Exactly. That was my explanation. Well, within 30 seconds, within 3 seconds, you're upside down. They loved it. After that, they never looked back. So I just chucked them on and off we went. And it was great. We went on about 15 times in a week then.
They teased me about it for a long time, and one day I came home from school and there were some Mickey Mouse ears and some tickets sat in front of me, and let's just say I wasn't too bothered about school for the rest of the summer season until we got to go in July, which was incredible, and I remember it like it was yesterday.
Have you got a favourite memory either from that trip or any time that you've been?
I think for me, the memories of going in there with my family, my grandparents, it was the last holiday we actually all went on together as a family, so it was very, very special to me. And I also remember being quite young and walking out of Magic Kingdom after the nighttime fireworks. It was Wishes at the time.
Wishes.
Yeah, beautiful. Oh, don't get me singing. I've been doing it all day.
If you've never seen Wishes, I'd look it up on YouTube. It's got the most beautiful music.
It's lovely. It's a really lovely show. We were walking out of the fireworks at the end of the day, and my granddad was holding one hand and my nan was holding the other of mine as we kind of hobbled along Main Street USA, and it's one of the best memories of my entire life, to be honest with you.
God, really quite well special.
I know. Oh, don't worry, it's going to get emotional.
They do that though. There's something that Disney do about tapping into
it's
all those
charm.
Memories, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the thing is, the people that you're there with, you know, you do put away that you're in a theme park sometimes, and you do realise that you are, you know, surrounded by people who are all obsessed with the same thing. It's wonderful. You don't even have to like Disney to go there and enjoy it.
We're all mad on Star Wars. So the Jedi training is absolutely key. Even the oldest one loved it. So the top tip that I got given was, as soon as you get to Hollywood, get there early and go straight to book your Jedi training.
Okay. So training, this is where, because I've only seen this in the parks, this is where I've seen kids with lightsabers fighting Darth Vader.
That's it.
And that's, so what do they do? Do they like teach you how to use a lightsaber? And
yeah, it's a full kind of like theatrical piece. So they've got the costumes, they've got the robes, they've got the lightsabers, and they go up and they meet like an equivalent Obi-Wan Kenobi to Jedi Masters. And there's a full choreographed piece and theatre piece where they teach the kids, you know, this is how you do the fighting. And then they bring out Kylo Ren and Darth Vader. So you've got a group of, I think there was probably about 20 kids.
Right.
So 10 fight Darth Vader, 10 fight Kylo Ren. Both men did Darth Vader.
Did they win?
Yeah, the 11-year-old nearly knocked his head off. He went a little bit too overboard. And actually got told by Obi-Wan Kenobi, I think you need to calm it down, son.
Wow.
So he broke...
Force is strong with that one.
Yeah, he broke character for a second, which I think is really rare with any of the Disney staff.
Yeah.
You know, from the cleaner right through to, you know, the characters. You know, when I tried to meet Snow White, you know, and the characters are going off for their break and they get somebody
to
else...
go for a... No, they're not. They're going...
Dale have to check their nuts every now and then. Donald has to check on Huey, Louie and Dewey.
Yeah,
Snow White has to go and check on the dwarves. That's what they tell you. That's what I believe.
She was polishing her apples.
Oh, was she
now? I was told. I was like, oh, hey. So, don't leave it. Go early to Hollywood. Go in like 8, if you've got magic hours, 9 o'clock. Go straight in, turn left. And you go to the Indiana Jones stunt area.
Oh, it's a theatre.
Yeah, there's the booking place is to the left of the theatre. And you go there and you book it. And we got there. I literally ran from walking in the door. So it's probably a good sort of 7-minute walk. Once you've got through all the security, I ran. And I got there at 9:25 and all of the slots were booked up until 3 o'clock.
Wow.
And they only do it up until 5.
So you just got in.
So I just
And you can't
in.
Book it online. You can only book it on the day.
And that kind of saved our day. If I'd just got, oh, well, we'll go along when it suits us and when the time, you wouldn't have got in. So go in, go left, go book it straight away. Even if you get a slot for 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's worth doing.
Both of the kids loved it. And it's a memory that'll last a lifetime. The day my eldest, Jay, knocked off
Darth Vader's
head.
It's the easiest place we've ever been and ever taken her. They go so far out of their way to help. Everything's flat. Every ride has an access. There's very little you can't do. Every restaurant, every attraction, every show at the parade, there's all that. It's so good. And we also take advantage of something called the DAS, Disability Access Service or something like that. And the first day we go there, we go to guest relations, and Georgia has, she can't queue for long. There are a number of reasons why it's harder for her to queue. We go and explain. I mean, they give you a pass. Now, it doesn't get you on rides quick. What it means is you go to a ride and they say, look, there's an hour long queue. They sign your card and you go back in an hour. So it means that then we can make sure she's in the shade, that she's looked after, she's fine. And then an hour later, we go back and use the ride. And if there's a short queue, so if it's only 20 minutes, then they'll just normally take you through the wheelchair access as well. But things like the coasters, when you go there, sometimes you don't end on the same platform as you start, and there'll be a cast member who takes the wheelchair and makes sure it's ready for you when you get off, exactly where you're getting off. It's fantastic.
So when it comes to Walt Disney World restaurants, where do you and your family like to go? Have you got a favorite?
It would be Ohana. We've been there every time we go. They look after you so well. If you go up to the, when you first get there and you meet your greeter, if you actually say, look, we don't mind waiting an extra 10 minutes, can we sit near the fire pit? Again, every time we've been, they've managed to get us near that extraordinary fire pit. So you see the food being cooked. Just Ohana. I mean, we all know that, Ohana means family. Family means no one gets left behind or forgotten.
Exactly.
It's a fantastic place. We love Ohana.
I think it's really important to pre-plan what you're wearing. So in regards to footwear, if you're going to wear flip-flops and you've got a pair of Havanas on and you've worn for years, you've broken into them, you will still get blisters. So I'll always take my blister plasters. And if I'm wearing trainers, I try to get some dry fit socks.
Yeah.
And they do make all the difference from regular socks. I'm a netball player and I will always make sure I wear the correct socks because your feet are ruined by the end of the holiday.
So it's more about the socks and the shoes?
Yeah, unless you wear flip-flops and obviously...
No, you don't want to wear socks
and
flip-flops.
You can do. Well, one year we went with my auntie and all my cousins and none of us are dressed appropriately in regards to footwear. And we all went down to one of the shopping malls and all bought a pair of Crocs. They're not the most attractive things to wear, but I really didn't
care. You were that family, were you?
We were the Croc family. We had a photo with all our foot in and all had matching photos. But bearing in mind, if you have Crocs, we went to Typhoon Lagoon one day and my dad, who had a pair, could not find his Crocs anywhere. He was like, someone stole my Crocs. I can't find them. And I was like, they're them. And he said, no, they're not. They're yours. And they had shrunk in the sun to like a size 3.
Crocs have shrunk in the sun?
They shrunk down. They were tiny. So we put them under the sun lounger in the shade and they soon expanded back to the normal place. But he couldn't find them because he obviously didn't realise they were his. Other one is obviously in the water parks. certainly Typhoon Lagoon and actually Blizzard Beach when you go on things like Summit Plummet. Certainly for the ladies, unless men want to wear bikinis as well. That's absolutely
I'm not sure that's allowed.
It is about wearing either a swimming costume or a bikini with straps and something a bit sturdy. When that wave hits you, you'll get up and your bikini may not be in the place that it was.
Oh, right, nothing's where it should be.
No, so, and that happens. No one wants that. You do get some funny looks. So, and obviously Summit Plummet, you're going down that at 70 miles an hour. And it does come fast. And obviously, you've got to have your legs and arms crossed. So, arms crossed on your chest, you can hold things in place. But yeah, definitely wearing something that is appropriate. It's got some decent straps in it as well.
Yeah, and there's kids around. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be
it's a family friendly park. You don't want to be a fashion at all. And the only one I've got about fashion wear is I tend to wear denim shorts. And that's fine. It's not a problem. But obviously, there are water rides in all the parks. And you do get wet. And obviously, just the walking around, they just take that longer to dry. I do find, unfortunately, I'm not blessed with the skinny legs that some people do have. And I'll be honest, you will chafe. You are walking around. It's hot. It's clammy. Yeah. Everything like that. My advice, I'm not embarrassed to say, is Steve, buy some chafing cream or some Vaseline just to have in your bag that you can just put on your legs and just get that bit of relief.
Vaseline and Crocs. Vaseline don't go to Disney Crocs. Without them.
I know. It sounds dodgy, doesn't it?
This week's Most Magical Podcast on Earth guest is Joe. Now, we need to speak to you about dining because you are a vegan.
Yeah.
How did you find that experience when it comes to eat over there?
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. There's a website that everyone who's vegan should use if they ever go to Disney, and that's Vegan Disney World. A lady called Melissa runs it. She updates it regularly with all snack, food, quick service, anything that's available on the whole resort, not just in the parks, but in all the restaurants. And she lists and updates it regularly, and it's like a vegan Bible to Disney World.
I'm guessing every restaurant has got a good alternative for you.
Yeah, if it's not on the menu, you should just ask to speak to a chef, and they'll make you near enough whatever you want, really. They are pretty good. I've never had a problem eating there. Got a few favourite restaurants there that always give you great service and great food.
Okay, then we'll want to know where they are then. Good vegan restaurants at Walt Disney World. What are your favourites, Joe?
Well, okay, the favourite one, which unfortunately the chef has left this week, would have been Trails End in the Fort Wilderness. But he would serve a 9-course vegan feast that wasn't on the menu. It was a buffet restaurant.
Yeah.
And as long as you asked for him, he would go out of his way to keep bringing out all these different meals. I would starve myself all day to eat that. Luckily, he has moved to Cape May at a beach club. So hopefully, I have spoken to him this week just to make sure, find out what dates were.
You spoke to him? Have you hunted him down? Have you Facebook stalked him?
No, I've just been that many times now that we kind of just chat now. So hopefully, on my next trip, I shall go to Cape May with Melissa from Vegan Disney World, and hopefully he should be able to serve us something special, so we will see.
Any other favourite restaurants?
I like California Grill. They've got a separate vegan menu that's really, really good, plus obviously the atmosphere is great in there when you get to watch the fireworks from up on the roof of that hotel. I like Satori Canteen. They've got a fantastic tofu bowl that's in Pandora.
In Animal Kingdom,
Yeah, in Animal Kingdom. Best place for cakes is Erin McKenna's, which is in Disney Springs. Just the whole range is vegan. So they also supply some of the restaurants for their desserts. But Blaze Pizza as well, for a quick service. To me, that's fantastic value. And they've got vegan cheese, and there's loads of everywhere. Everywhere does great vegan stuff.
When it comes to planning, have you got a particular strategy?
ADRs first.
Adult dining reservations.
I don't pick any particular days or look at any extra magic hours anymore. I don't think it makes any difference. It's always busy, so
yeah.
Pick what restaurants I want. Randomly pick my days, and then pick my fast passes around what restaurants I'm meeting at, because you'll know then that you're going to be in that park at that time. If I'm in a resort, if I pick a restaurant in a resort, I'll tend to book the fast passes in the morning somewhere else and save some days for shopping, of course.
Of course. Well, I love the fact that you build your days around where you're going to be eating.
I told you, it's all about the food.
I did character dining at Epcot. I tried to get Cinderella's table, but that was just booked solid. Couldn't get in there. So over at Norway, just by the Frozen Ever After ride, they do a princess character dining there. And I said to my little girl, look, you know, all the other little girls and boys will be dressed as princes and princesses. Who would you like to go dressed as? And at the minute, she's really obsessed with Maleficent. And right. And I said to her, really? And she said, yeah, that's Daddy, that I want to go dressed as Maleficent. And it was the hottest day that we were there in May. We were at Epcot, and I had to take this outfit in a bag with me and carry it around. I think the dining reservation was for about 2:30 in the afternoon. And we got there, and I said to the guy, look, can I go in somewhere air-conditioned and get her changed? And then they sort of call you in. And the characters, the princesses, made such a fuss of her because she was a little bit different than the other children that were there. And I got some amazing pictures. And then she went to go and meet Anna and Elsa after, dressed as Maleficent. So they really sort of played up to it. So it was good. It was a great experience. Off-site at Disney Springs, we had a lovely sort of Sunday afternoon lunch at Raglan Road, the Irish pub there. They had like an Irish band on and dancers, and it was just nice. And they had, for the dads who like a little lemonade, they had Magnus on draft, which was really refreshing.
Especially in the Florida heat.
Exactly.
With a four-year-old.
I was parched. Yeah, exactly.
When you went to the princess meal, by the way, what did you go dressed as?
I just went dressed as Dad.
And, Disney
and the
Dad.
The other little tip there is, I think, make sure you've got either your camera or your phone charged up, because when the princesses come round, there isn't a photographer with them, so you've got to take your own pictures there.
Yeah, there's no photo plus in the dining place. But that is a good place to go. Like you say, if you can't get into the castle at Magic Kingdom, Cinderella's Royal Table, that is a really good alternative. It's the same princesses, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, exactly. It's the same princesses. They spend time at the table, and they do a princess procession, and Aurora Sleeping Beauty came and got my little girl because she was dressed as Maleficent, and they led the parade, so I got a lovely little video of that. And it's just those nice memories that you can keep and look back on.
A big thank you to everybody who has joined me on the podcast during 2019. If you too are a big fan of Walt Disney World, maybe you've got a favourite restaurant, a favourite hotel, a great story, or just some great tips, or maybe you just love talking about Walt Disney World, then I'd love to have a chat with you. Just get in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are at PodMagical. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button as well if you're listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We are back with regular podcasts every Friday on the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. So until next time, have a magical new year, and please stand clear of the doors.